Blog Talk Radio.
Make sure that we get it. Don't you, Father?
Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for opening our eyes, our ears, and our minds, hearts to your words and follow your words. Thank you, Father. All the blessings that you give us. Thank you for giving us good weather. I know that Satan tries to take it away from us, but you give us good weather. We don't have to hear what is happening on the East Coast or West Coast. I worry about it sometimes because I don't want it to happen here in Michigan, and you make sure that it doesn't happen to us in Michigan. Thank you. I say this prayer in your surest name, in Jesus' name. The sheep feed my sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day to everyone. And let me tell you where I find that. I find that a verse in Genesis chapter 1. I am turning there now. Verse 5 in Genesis chapter 1, verse 8. Let me read what it says in chapter 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now let me read to you chapter 1. And God called the firmament heaven. Did you just learn something, Chief? Or you already knew it? Well, you know it. You're so smart. And the evening and the morning were the second day. So our evening starts now, like we're going into the next day. So that's why I tell you that today's date is the 7th. It is. Remember, the 7th day and keep it holy. And rest. That's what you're supposed to do. Read it for yourself. So find it in Exodus 20, verse 8. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Listen, Sabbath starts on the observance of Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends around this time on Saturday evening. You see, about to have the three keys ready and handy. And they are, most of you know, that listens to my program, the three keys are your pen, paper, and pencil. And for those young folks who are tech savvy, they have like a notebook or a notepad, and they can type on it and find things out on it. But I want to welcome you all to our Sabbath school. And I will pick up on reading from our last lesson. We were in the book of Leviticus. Let me try and turn there. But there are some things that I want you to know. Leviticus 20, chapter, I said we stopped at 25, but I want to go up one chapter because I don't think you all paid any attention or listened to what I said. And what I had said is very important. These things that you should know, the trimmings on your head and on your face, you're not to cut those off. You're supposed to grow your beard, not cut them off. Being clean-shaven, that's what Satan would have you to do. He won't tell you this. He doesn't tell you what's in Leviticus chapter 20 or 18 and 19, where it's in chapter 19 where our father said, I am the Lord your God. I brought you out of Egypt. And Egypt is the land of bondage and slavery. I've told you those things. Did you listen?
I hope you did. As well as he told you that no man also lies with mankind as he lies with a woman. I bet you didn't even listen to me, did you? No, you didn't listen to me because you said you think that because our government says you can do it, it's right. But in God's eyes, it is wrong. In your church following, your church pastors should tell you this, but they don't tell you this. I will tell you because I don't have a church. I have a church home. If you listen to me, I will tell you what thus says the Lord and what our Father doesn't like. I read something I want you to understand. Let's read Leviticus chapter 20, verse 24. Here it says, but I have said unto you, you shall inherit the land. He didn't say man will give you that land like they did those people over in Israel. Well, those are the children of Satan. Let me make it known to you that in Exodus, excuse me, in Revelation chapter 2 and 9, as well as in chapter 3, verse 9, he says, our Father says, those are the children of Satan. Well, John says, John wrote the book of Revelation when he was on the Isle of Patmos. Nonetheless, he says those are the children of Satan. They say that they are us, but they are not. We got to realize that we black people, the reason why we have been stomped on and lied to and put down so much is because the other people over in our land are saying that they are us, but they are not. They are, in fact, the children of Satan. Read, like I said, read Revelations chapter 2 and verse 9, as well as Revelations chapter 3 and 9. Read it all. Read it. Get the understanding for yourselves. Most of you are smarter than me and understand better than I. But I'm doing what my Father told me to do. And I'm trying to do it no matter what comes up against me. I will try my best to do it. Most of you do not listen. In fact, I do not accept phone calls because he told me not to accept phone calls. He told me to feed his sheep. And then after that, I wouldn't feed his sheep for many years. He told me, he came back, I asked him, and he said, I asked him, what am I, so am I supposed to feed his, talk to the people? And he came back and told me years later, after I would not feed his sheep, he said in a dream, minister to my people. They're not. I am with you. And that's the only reason why I am able to do what he told me to do. He said, fear not, I am with you. And I believe that he is with me. That's why I do what I do to this day. Now, let me read Leviticus chapter 20, verse 24, without stopping until I get to the end of it, and then you will understand why I came back to verse 24. And then I'll read 23 and all the others that come with it. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit land. That's the land of Canaan. That's the land that we are supposed to inherit. And if you read, write this down now. You are to have your pencil and paper. Remember, I tell you that. Is it Genesis chapter 15? Read all of that. It tells you, I don't want to lose my where I'm supposed to be, but I'm going to turn right there for a moment and tell you exactly where our land is supposed to be. just turn into Genesis chapter 15. How slow I am. Oh, I'm here now. So I'm in Genesis chapter 15. At the end of chapter 15, it will tell you in verses in verse 17. Well, let me tell you this. It's from the land. The covenant with Abram, before his name was changed to Abraham, unto thy seed have I given this land from the river Euphrates, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. These people were in the land, the Kenites and the Kizanites and the Cadmonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rehemites. Oh, that's how you pronounce that word. I will mispronounce words often. And hopefully you will get your Bibles and follow up yourself. And the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Gershonites and the Jebusites. Those are the people that were in our land. But I guess those people came back and said, because we disobeyed our Father in heaven so many times, and he gave that land in 1948, United Nations, or in United States of America, put those people back in there. They should have read the Bible. Instead, they did not and put those people there. And let me say, God is going to remove them pretty soon. They should look out, you people over in Israel and most of you in Saudi Arabia. You are in our land. You need to get out. Let me tell you, I said that I was not going to stop, but I have stopped. Let me start reading chapter 23 again for you in the book of Leviticus. That's spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S. Chapter 20, verse 23 reads, for the third time, it reads, therefore, keep all my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Don't just sit around. You do what our Father has told you to do. That the land whether I bring you to dwell therein, spew you not out. Verse 23. I read verse 22. I should have read verse 23. It says, verse 23 says, and ye shall not walk in the manner of that nation which I cast out before you. They were committed all these things. Excuse me. They committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred means to hate or to test them. Verse 24. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it. A land that flows with milk and honey. You didn't say United States or the the other place will put you there. He said, I will give you a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. I believe that you were not listening to me last month or last week when I read to you that lesson. And I am supposed to pick up today in verse 25. Let's pick up in verse 25 of Leviticus chapter 20, verse 25. Ye shall therefore put differences between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowl and unclean, and you shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living creature that creepeth upon the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. They are dirty. You're not supposed, there are certain things in this Bible that I have read to you last week and this week. You're not supposed to eat or touch those things. And if they have a leakage, stay away from them. He tells you, stay away from those things that he tells you. Read those things for yourself. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I am the Lord, am holy, and have served you from other people, that you should be mine. So we are special people to our Father in heaven. The devil would tell you lies that I have been living on this earth for over 60 years, and the devil has, as long as I can remember, he lies about everything, just about everything. When the devil tells the truth, he lies so much. Like a certain person I know that's governing over us, if he told the truth, I wouldn't believe it. But he could be telling the truth. I would think he's lying. He has told so many lies that I won't know what's true. And the man also, or woman, that has a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. So don't go to fortune tellers or people that speaks to the different spirits, and you pay money like fortune tellers pay money to. Our Father says that you don't go to those type people, or wizard, or those people that deals in magic. You don't go to them. Let's go to chapter, we have finished reading chapter 20. And let's go now to Leviticus chapter 21. And I will try to read that before my time is over with. I have 21 more minutes with you all. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto the priests. He should have, well, he usually says speak unto Aaron. Let me read verse 20. Verse 1 again, chapter 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say unto them, there shall be defiled, there shall none be defiled for the dead among his people. But for his skin that is near unto him, that is for his mother and his father, and for his sons and his daughters, for all his brothers, and for all his sisters, a virgin that is near unto him, that which had no husband, for her may he be defiled. Well, let me read and understand it again and start all over at chapter 21, because I'm reading and just now understanding something that is being said or read unto you. And I want you to get to reading the understanding that I get the understanding of. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto the priests and sons of Aaron, and say unto them, there shall none be defiled for the dead among his people, but for his skin. He's saying that you should not, certain things you cannot do with your people. You should be dead unto them, but for his skin, that is his near skin unto him, that is for his mother and for his father and for his sons and for his daughter and for his brother and for his sister, a virgin that is near unto him, which has had no husband, for her may be he be defiled, but he shall not defile himself, being a chief among the people. They shall not make baldness upon their heads, neither shall they shave off the corners of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. Remember, sheep, last week I told you, you're not to have tattoos. You're not supposed to get that stuff cut in your flesh, but you do anyway, because you're listening to the devil instead of what God says. And I may read it to you, and I'm so boring, or I don't read it well enough for you, and you don't listen. But I'm reading what the prophets, our Father has given to the prophets to tell you. Your preachers should tell you this, what I'm reading to you. You should know this. They shall be holy unto their God, and not profane the name of their God, for the offerings of the Lord made by fire and the bread of their God they do offer. Therefore, they shall be holy. Verse 7, they shall not take a wife that is a whore, or profane neither shall they take a woman, but put away her husband, or he is holy, for he is holy unto his God. Verse 8 of 21, it says, thou shalt sanctify himself therefore, for he offereth the bread of, he shall be holy unto you. For I, the Lord, which sanctified you, am holy. And the daughter of any priest, if she profanes herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father. She shall be burnt with fire. My goodness. You know that they don't do that these days. Thank God. But you should be pure. You should only give yourself to your husband. Unless you get a divorce, and you're not supposed to get a divorce. But many people do, as I have read in this Bible, you're not supposed to get a divorce. Verse 10, and he that is high, the high priest among his brethren, whose name had the anointing oil was poured. Excuse me, I have to belch. And that is consecrated to put on the garments shall not uncover his head, nor rend means to tear, his clothes, neither shall he go into any dead body or defile himself for his father or for his mother, neither shall he go out of the sanctuary nor profane the sanctuary of his God or the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman, or profane or an harlot. These shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. What did he say, you young basketball players and you young rappers and your singers? You're marrying out of the wrong race. You're supposed to say in your own race, I have told you, if I have not, write down Ezra 10 and read the whole chapter for yourselves. It tells you, you're not to marry a person out of your race. You're to marry your own kind in your race. Neither shall you profane his seed among his people, for the Lord do sanctify him. And the Lord shall speak unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever be of thy seed in the generations that have any blemish, let him not approach the offer the bread of the Lord. For whatsoever man he be that has a blemish, he shall not approach a blind man or a lame man, or he that has a flat nose or any thing superficial, superfluous. Let me spell that word to you. Perhaps you can pronounce it any better than me. SUPERFLOUS. Superfluous. Or a man that is broken footed or broken handed or crooked back. That's a person that has a hump in his back, a dwarf, or has a blemish in his eye, or scurvy, or scab, or his impurity stone broken. So these are the type of people that cannot, they have a blemish, so they are not to approach the sanctuary or speak unto Aaron. He shall be of thy seed, of their generation, if they have any blemish. The people that I have described just now, he shall not approach the blind man or the lame man or the flat-nosed man or the superfluous or person with a broken hand or a broken foot or who is hunchback or who is has a blemish upon the eye, or who has scurvy, and that's a scab, and or has a broken stone. No man that has a blemish, or of the seed of Aaron, the priest, shall come near to offer the offering of the Lord made by fire. So hopefully you understand that if you have a blemish, you are not to offer. You're not to offer an offering unto the Lord. Whoever has a blemish, he shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. Verse 22. He shall eat the bread of his God. He both of the Most Holy and of the Holy. Only he shall not go into the veil, nor come near unto the altar, because he has a blemish. He that is profaned, well, he, it says, let me read verse 23 for you again in your hearing. It says, only he that go in unto the veil, nor come unto, or nor come near unto the altar, because he has a blemish, that he profane not the sanctuary, for I am the Lord, do sanctify them. And Moses told it to Aaron and to his sons and unto all the children of Israel. Now that ends the reading of verse 22 of 21. And we will start reading verse 22. Well, I can start reading verse 22. And when I stop, I should circle it off. I have 8 minutes left. Let me start reading verse 22 of Leviticus. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and they profane not my holy name in those things which they hallow unto me. I am the Lord. Say unto them, whosoever he be of all your seed among your generations that goeth unto the holy things which the children of Israel hallowed unto the Lord, having his uncleanness unto himself, that soul shall be cut off from the presence. I am the Lord. He said, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. Verse 4, what man soever of the seed of Aaron is a leper or has a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy thing until he become clean. And whatsoever touches anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goeth from him, or whosoever touches any creeping thing whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may touch uncleanness, whatsoever uncleanness he has, the soul which has touched any such shall be unclean until evening, and shall not eat of the holy thing which he has washed his, unless he has washed his flesh with water. And that's why I'm saying last week, I'm gonna, he has not said, wash your flesh with soap and water. He just said, I am going to stop at verse chapter 22, verse 7. And I want you, sheep, to read all of chapter 22. And if you need to go back over 19, 20, do that. I want you to read all of 22 and 23. Hopefully, I will pick up on the next time. Let us have a closing prayer. Children, right now, when I say let us have a closing prayer, I mean that we should pray to our Father a closing prayer. And what I will say to you is a closing prayer. Father in heaven, keep Satan away from us as you usually do. Protect us in our sleep and everything else that we do. I say that prayer in Jesus' name. I also say to you, and as I say sometimes, as James has said in his closing prayer, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. Now, before I go off, I want to tell you to go to Amazon and purchase my three books, The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plan. Also, I want you to know that the God did not give the feast that they just had. I have read up to Leviticus 23, and they had, I forget whatever feast they had last week, but God did not tell them. I have not read where our Father said, make that a feast day. Our Father didn't make that a feast day. These are your feast days. The Sabbath day on a Saturday is always the feast day. Then there is the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the last great day, the eighth day. And those are the feasts that he has told us about, that I have read about. And that's what I would tell you. The last feast they just celebrated because of, that's a man-made feast. And I do not tell you to follow man-made feasts. Jeremiah chapter 10 says, do not follow the heathen. I'm trying to find Jeremiah. The heathens have, they cut down a tree and celebrate it as for Christmas. Oh, Jesus, I'm trying to find that quickly. Well, anyway, I want you to write Jeremiah down, Jeremiah, chapter 10. I want you to go there and find it for yourselves. Oh, Jesus. I had it somewhere. And you find it and read it for yourself, Jeremiah. Also, I want you to know that you should read Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. And it tells you that he'll give you dreams. It tells you that he makes himself known in a dream. He says, I make myself known to him in a dream, in a vision. I will speak to him in a dream. He did not speak to Paul in a dream. He just spoke to him standing up. I guess he can do that if he wants to. Remember, God loves you as well as I. See you next time. Not see you, but talk to you next time.
To love one another.
It's God. 11.
The heaven might find a place in their heart.
Feed my sheep, shepherd.
Jesus. He won't let you down.
No, God.
And I know He lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He loves and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our heart. Down.